وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي
That which ye give in usury in order that it may increase on other people's property hath no increase with Allah.
Welcome to Islamic Economy, a program that is aimed to make us understand what Islam tells us with regard to spending, with regard to saving money, to dealing with money.
God is looking for an economic system that's based on real things. It's based on real production. It's based on real services. It's based on creating real value for people.
Islamic Economy, a program that offers Islamic solutions to your economic problems in your daily lives.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين Dear listeners in Islam, welcome to Islamic Economy, a program that explores what Islam has to say about economy, what are the strategies that a believer has to take in his life in order to be successful in his economic matters. There are so many important issues with regard to Islamic economy that the Muslim should realize if he would like to have a successful economic life. Inshallah, we will cover many of these issues in these programs. As an introduction, there are some important matters worthy of consideration. One of the very important things that we should realize is that today we have an economic crisis that is transpiring throughout the world. We find that there are many of the countries throughout the world, even those who call themselves as the first world countries, those who are claiming to be countries who have already been developed and they are in the first category, they also face an economic crisis. What is the problem? What are the reasons behind this economic crisis? And why do we find people failing in their economic system? These are questions that we should try to answer. Islam has given very important answers for these. The program that you are listening now would not cover the details and intricacies of the different kinds of economic systems. What we are trying to aim is to give you an outline of how an individual should behave with regard to his economic life and how can he be successful in life and what are the things that Islam has prescribed for him so that he can be successful in life. These are the matters that inshallah we will be talking about in these programs that you will be listening inshallah. Another very important thing that we must realize is that we are all undergoing a struggle, an external struggle and an internal struggle. When you look at the world as a whole, you find that there is an external struggle. There are some countries which would like to subdue other countries. They would like to deprive them from the benefits that they already have. For example, we find a very good example is that of Iran. Today, Iran is producing nuclear power, power that is ignited by nuclear technology. But you find that there are some countries which are jealous and which do not want Islam to prosper and Iran to prosper. And because of that, they are trying to impose sanctions against Iran and thereby trying to cripple Iran's economy. But fortunately, if you go and see, they are not successful in this endeavor. So this is an external battle that we are going through. And many of the countries also who are subdued by the so-called superpowers also are undergoing these different kinds of pressures. But there is a struggle that the human being undergoes within himself. And that is what we are going to cover in our sessions, inshallah. Why do we say that there is an inner struggle? Is because all the calamities that transpire in the outer world, in the phenomenal world, depend on what transpires in the inner world. And the inner world is what we call the microcosmic world, or the world which is within the human being, which in Arabic we call nafs, that is the human soul. You find that within the human soul there is a battle going on. If this battle, if we try to win this battle within ourselves, we find that our economy and our different dimensions of life become full of peace and serenity. But if we are not fortunate to win the battle within ourselves, you would find that there would be so many kinds of turmoil, not accepting the economic turmoil, because economy is something that we day-to-day face in our world. We have to spend nearly every day, we have to take care of different things in our day-to-day life. If we are not proper within ourselves and we do not have that equilibrium of the soul, then you will find that our outer way of dealing also would not be proper. Why? Because the inner self has got a turmoil. There is a crisis within the human being. There is a very beautiful verse of the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ra'd, verse number 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah does not change a people's lot unless they change what is in their souls. So here you find that there is a clear indication by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that so long as you have not changed what is within yourselves, you cannot change what is outside. If also you say that I just want to change my society or my family, that also cannot transpire if your soul is in turmoil and not at peace. So it is very important for us to start within our souls. You will find that all the kinds of economic problems that we face in life is because the inner being of ourselves is not in its equilibrium. There is no moderation in the inner being. Now, inshallah, we will look at the soul first of all, and then we will look at the different aspects of economy. Inshallah, what our methodology of discussion would be is that we will look at some of the traditions of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and some of the verses of the Holy Quran and try to take one of the dimensions of economy that we normally face day to day in our lives, and we would try to reflect upon it so that we can know what to do when we are faced with problems regarding that particular matter. But before going to these different things about our economic life, it is imperative for us to look at our soul first and try to map out our soul, look at the intricacies of the soul and know what is the equilibrium of the soul. Once we have known what is the equilibrium of the soul, we will be able to even understand these traditions properly in light of what we have already discussed in this introduction. So inshallah we will look at this introduction first and then we will go to the different traditions. Scholars of ethics have mentioned in their works that the human being fundamentally has three important faculties in himself or in herself. Every human being enjoys three fundamental faculties. What are these faculties? One, the faculty of the intellect. Two, the faculty of appetite. That is al-quwwatu shahwiyya. That's what they say in the Arabic language. And the third is al-quwwatu al-ghadabiyya, the faculty of anger, or it is also translated as the irascible faculty, the faculty that, you know, from which anger is shown. So we have three faculties basically. One is that of comprehension and intellect. And two, the faculty of appetite, which is also known as al-quwwatu shahwiyya. And three, al-quwwatu al-ghadabiyya, which is the faculty of anger. Now, these three faculties are very fundamental in the human being. If the human being controls these three faculties properly and makes them into the state of equilibrium, then what will follow would be a life full of peace and full of reason, full of happiness and full of prosperity. Now, what is important is to know what are the extremes, the two extremes of each of these faculties, because these three faculties have two extremes. In Arabic, we call ifrat and tafrit. What is ifrat and tafrit? Ifrat is when something, when you overindulge on something, that is known as ifrat. And tafrit is when you are over negligent of something, that is known as tafrit. But there is a place of moderation which is known as i'tidal or adala, that is known as balance and equilibrium. So it is important for us to ensure that all these three faculties observe a kind of balance and equilibrium. If this equilibrium and balance is observed, then you will find that the outcome would be prosperity and eternal peace. But if this equilibrium is not observed, either in the faculty of the intellect or in the faculty of desire or appetite or in the faculty of anger, if equilibrium is not maintained, then there would be a lot of chaos, a lot of turmoil. Inshallah, in the next episode, we will look at what are the two extremes of each of these faculty and what is their point of i'tidal and equilibrium, so that we can know what to do with ourselves and how to fight against the lower self, which is always inviting towards evil, so that we can get that state of serenity which is known as an-nafs al-mutma'inna. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
Oh my creator, oh Allah, fulfill our aims in life, Allah. Forgive our sins, ya Allah. Oh Allah, the most gracious, ya Rabbi bin Mustafa, بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. Oh my creator, oh Allah, fulfill our aims in life, Allah. Forgive our sins, ya Allah. Oh Allah, the most gracious. Oh Allah, the most gracious. يا واسع الكرم.